Wood-fired apples make the best cake. As the second most consumed fruit in the USA, apples are loaded with antioxidant benefits and have been found to have an extensive benefit to the colon due to the high level of gut bacteria present in its polyphenols. Plus, this is a fruit that is readily available all year long, making it an ideal choice for cooking. We are taking the Gala variety and putting them over a coal fire for wood-fired flavor in our apple pie cake. Pick your favorite variety of apple and get out the charcoal grill for this fun and simple technique and recipe. Fire up the grill. After purchasing 12 apples of your choice, you'll first want to get the charcoal grill going so the flames can reduce to hot coals, as that's all that will be needed for our apple cooking. Any size charcoal grill will do, including the small portable grill. I use a chimney starter to light charwood from Smokealicious, as this is my preferred product when I do a short cook fruit or vegetable item. The reason? It is not fully carbonized, so it still releases plenty of flavonoids from the hardwood. You certainly can use a standard hardwood charcoal, but add a chunk or two of Smokealicious double fillet wood chunks to be sure you get great wood flavor. While the chimney starter is burning down to hot coals, I peel and thinly slice 12 apples. I'm using Gala variety for my recipe and a Stoke charcoal grill, which is equipped with an insert system. I place my sliced apples in the insert vegetable basket for this simple method of wood firing the apples. Just make sure to spray the basket with nonstick cooking spray to ensure the apples don't stick. A cake by name. With my hot Smokealicious charwood producing steady heat, my 12 Gala apples peeled and sliced thin, I'm ready to place the vegetable basket over the hot coals. Remember, apples have a lot of water content, so they will steam initially. The water will attract the smoke vapor and bring great color and flavor. After approximately 10 minutes, I shake the apple slices in the basket to allow them to rotate for even cooking and color. You'll see the edges become bronzed as they cook. In 20 minutes, they will be ready to go. Once the apples are removed from the grill and cooled slightly, I add a teaspoon of cinnamon and 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice to maintain their color until baked in the oven. Now set those aside and gather together 2 cups flour, 1 cup packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, and 2 sticks of cold butter that have been cut into 8 cubes. Start by combining 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of packed light brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Take 1 piece of cold butter at a time, add to the flour mixture, cutting each piece using either an electric hand mixer, 2 knives, or a pastry cutter. You want to have pea-sized pieces of butter mixed into the flour mixture. Press 2/3 of this mixture into a 9-inch springform pan, then add the wood-fired apple slices, spreading evenly in the pan. With the wood-fired apple slices nestled in the simple cake batter of flour, brown sugar, and cinnamon, it's time to top the apples with the remaining 1/3 flour mixture. Make sure all areas are covered. Set the springform pan on a foil-lined sheet pan and place in a 350-degree Fahrenheit oven for 75 minutes. Once cooked, remove from the oven and allow to sit in the springform pan until cool. Just run a knife along the edge of the cake to ensure it will separate from the pan's ring once removed. Remove the ring when the cake is cooled and sift 1/4 cup powdered sugar on the surface of the cake. Cake perfection. After giving Gala apple slices the lick of smoke from our charwood grill, mixing together flour, brown sugar, and cinnamon with butter for a great cake batter, and baking everything together, the ultimate in apple pie cake is born. With a light coating of powdered sugar, the wood-fired apple slices pile high for perfection in the single bite. More like a cobbler batter than cake, you'll love the simplicity of the construction and the unique flavor of wood fire gives to apples. Perfect any time of the year, just like apples are. You'll be the envy of your neighborhood when you fire up the grill for wood infusion to apples. Enjoy. It can't get any simpler than that. We need your comment and rating, so subscribe and follow us so you don't miss a thing. We always welcome your suggestions as well on recipes and techniques you want to learn about. We are your source for all things wood-fired, providing tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire.